This is Talking Business.
Well, I'm joined now by Kyla Kirkpatrick, who is also known as the Champagne Dame and has a business now called Emperor Champagne, an online portal for champagne. G'day, Kyla.
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You're one of those people who turned your hobby or your passion into a business.
I guess.
Tell me how it started.
Well, for me, it didn't start with the bubbles per se, and generally women don't believe me, but I had a love of the story, the history of champagne. So in 2005, I gave up my career in finance after reading a very interesting story, an article on Napoleon Bonaparte. And then that article led me into reading a book, and then another, and another. And pretty soon I'd read every piece of literature you could possibly read on champagne, and I wrote a letter to a gentleman who'd written my favourite book. And a month later, I got one back, and he invited me to Champagne, and he taught me everything he knew. So,
really? So
yeah, a wonderful entry.
Who was that person? How did that was very interesting.
Yes.
So you wrote to the author of the book.
Well, I only had his, you know, it's 2005, so before the time that you Googled someone, and I didn't know what he looked like, I didn't have an email address, and in the back of the book was a physical address, and after reading the book, I still had questions. So I wrote a letter that, you know, asked a few probing questions, and to my surprise, you know, sent it to his physical address in Champagne, and I got one back. And, you know, he basically said, I'm not answering those questions in writing. Get on the plane, come out to Paris, come to Champagne, and I'll teach you everything I know. And
so what did you, and you went to Rennes, did you?
I went to Lens, yes, and that's where we started. You know, I sort of turned up at Madame Pommery's former castle, her home, and had the, oh my God, what have I done? I left behind a man and a dog and a career and a life. And
you left behind the man?
Don't worry about the man. It's sadder about the dog. Dog lovers will understand that. I did leave behind a man.
So really, you just walked out of your life entirely?
Well, you know, I sort of, you know,
even knowing what you were going into.
Well, I think in life we play it safe. And I think that without risk, there's no reward. And that's certainly been something that's proven to me time and time again, that if you do take that chance and put your full passion behind it, things tend to play out for the best. And I did have a moment of, oh my gosh, what have I done, when I got to the door of this restaurant, but there was no turning back.
It could have gone badly.
It could have gone badly. And in fact, you know, there's not enough time to tell the whole story. But, you know, interestingly, after two bottles of champagne at the end of this lunch, he said, come back to my vineyard. I've got something to show you.
Come and look at my etchings.
In actual fact, he had organised a surprise welcome party for me with some of the champenoise of the region. So it was a wonderful surprise, but there was a moment in my mind where I thought, oh my God, what have I done? But it's been an amazing career from there. I spent 8 months in the vineyard in my first stint, and went to work for one of the bigger luxury goods conglomerates, Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy. Was trained to be an educator and a presenter specialising in champagne, which is my...
So did you end up marrying that bloke or something? Some other champagne winemaker?
Look, I left. I mean, we could talk about this for a long time.
Well, your love life is not what we're here to talk about,
well,
of course.
Most women do want to know about my love life. And interestingly, if you look on the internet, the second most Googled thing about me is who I married. That's the second greatest search behind Champagne Dame. So let's not digress.
I didn't Google that.
We'll have that conversation another day. But my partner is a Britishman, not a Frenchman, and he's a winemaker and a sommelier, and he does work with me in our new business, Emperor. So we make a formidable team. He helps me select the wines and curate our selections for our online business.
So you were the Champagne Dame for quite a long time, like 10 years before you launched the business. Was being Champagne Dame a business?
Very much so. I mean, I didn't start per se with the business in mind. I really did have a love of sharing the story of champagne. You know, when I do a champagne masterclass, it's quite engrossing for me and engrossing for my guests. I take them back through the history of champagne, the wonderful stories of Napoleon Bonaparte and Marie Antoinette and Dom Pierre Perignon, and talk about the nuances and the unique aspects of champagne. And it's really quite a captivating thing for a consumer to engage in. And yes, it did become quite a big business. And what I realized 3 years ago is that after all the years of effort that I've put in, and it's a passion, but It was non-exitable. I couldn't sell the business, you know. So looking down the line another 10 years, I couldn't sell that business. So it's very much linked to me personally. Now, I will never give up being the Champagne Dame. I will never stop educating. That's my first and foremost passion. But I've created Emperor for the fact that I've got scalability. You know, there's only so many events that I can do as Champagne Dame. There's only so many beautiful tours to France that I can run a year. But with Emperor, we can service Australia wide with education, with champagne deliveries, with the most unique and diverse range of champagnes in this country. And then we'll look to go global in the next couple of years.
So what champagnes are you selling? Through Emperor Champagne?
Well, of course, first and foremost, champagne only from the Champagne region in France. And we have over 160 champagnes. So we have everything from the big brands that you know and you love. They're called Grand Marques, Veuve Clicquot, Moët & Chandon, Mumm. And then we have the unique brands, really the craftsmen of champagne. It's very, very interesting in our country. And you know, we should point out that Australia is the fastest growing champagne market in the world. Outside of the top, you know, inside of the top 10 markets.
So I think our consumption of champagne is the highest per capita in the world, or second.
It's the highest per capita in the world outside of Europe.
Yeah.
Which is a phenomenal result. Only in the last 2 weeks have the Champagne Society released the statistics on Australian consumption, and they are significant. You know, if you look at the last 10 years of consumption of champagne in Australia, we've grown 15%.
And by champagne, you're talking about the stuff actually from champagne, right?
Not, you got it.
Not what we...
Yeah, not the bubbles at home.
Not the bubbles at home, which aren't allowed to be called champagne anymore.
Exactly right. You know, there was a treaty entered into quite some time ago, and that trademark of champagne was respected by our country and by most countries. So, yeah, we have significant growth in Australia. And what's really interesting is that a lot of that consumption is what we call big brand entry level champagne. So that the brands, you know, they're the ones with the biggest marketing budgets. They're the ones with the largest share of voice. But, you know, if you think about the way that we behave as consumers in most other aspects of our life, we're looking for quality and craftsmanship. We drink craft cider, we drink craft gin, we drink craft beer. We are just starting to have that movement at the moment away from the bigger brands and into the more craft, artisanal producers within champagne. And that's really where Emperor steps in. We represent the houses that don't have the big marketing budgets but have very, very high qualities and a really diverse offering within that champagne category.
Such as what? Tell us some brands that we've never heard of that are good champagnes.
Absolutely. So you have brands like Pierre Paillard. They're an eighth generation family, two brothers at the moment, Antoine and Quinton, who know their vineyards like the back of their hands. There's a big movement towards biodynamics and organics, very low levels of sugar addition, so healthier champagnes. And look, more experimentation than champagne than we've had in the last 100 years. So what you're doing is you're having the new generation come in and take the reins from their fathers, and they're not just taking what their father did and their grandfather did as gospel. They're going and doing vintage in Margaret River in Australia. They're doing some work in Argentina. They're introducing practices of Rudolf Steiner from the 1960s, and they're creating champagne that's never been better. It's a very, very exciting time in champagne.
And so what's that one, Pierre?
Pierre Paillard.
Pierre Paillard.
One to watch, but there are many, you know, and this
My favourite is called Aigle Urier.
Oh, you've got very good taste in champagne. You'll find it's that on Emperor.
Can I find that on Emperor?
You can find it on Emperor.
It's
for
quite
sure.
Expensive.
It is very expensive, and it's incredibly limited. So we get an allocation, so to speak, in Australia, and we have about 13 bottles on the shelf at the moment, if my memory serves you correctly. And you know, when you get a producer, these are talking small quantities, and when you have such high quality, and you've got fans around the world, the time you carve up that production becomes very finite. And for us, having a central, we have our own climate control facility located in Victoria, and that's where we actually buy the stock and we house it there. We don't rely on anyone else to do our shipping. We like to know that the quality control of the storage is perfect. We gift wrap and package every single bottle that goes out with a little card that explains the virtues, the nuances and the story of the house. So for us, getting our hands on these unique products is really, really important.
So tell us what to look for. We haven't got long to go, but in the last minute or so, tell us what how to find a good champagne?
Well, I think it's overwhelming, but I think if you come to us and you feel overwhelmed with the diversity of the champagnes, the best thing to do is we've got an online chat system that goes out to our whole team. We're all champagne experts. We're all very knowledgeable. Ask us questions and we can guide you in the right direction. Just get your training wheels off with the big brands and start exploring some of the smaller houses. And if you really get stuck, we've got a hotline called 1-800-CHAMPAGNE and you can ring us at any time and someone with a bit of knowledge will guide you through.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us, Kyla.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Kyla Kirkpatrick, who's the Champagne Dame and the founder of Emperor Champagne.
Thank you.